Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones and I'll be your host today. And what we're going to be talking about is the top 10 web development podcasts. Now, these ones are generally available on iTunes as well as most likely your other podcatchers or through their websites. Now, these are in no particular order. They're just podcasts that I think are really well worth subscribing to. So first we have his Shop Talk Show. Dave Rupert, Chris Coyer, that should be enough for you guys. If you haven't heard this podcast, it recently was voted, or last year, or maybe it was the year before, they got voted number one podcast on the web for, you know, great reasons. It's pretty obvious if you listen to even just one episode. Now, the episodes revolve around two kind of styles as guests. It's where they'll bring a guest on and Dave and Chris will interview them. And then there's also their rapid fire, which is kind of like the Q&A. So people send in questions and they'll give answers to them fairly quickly. They try to keep them quite concise. The next up is the changelog. Now, if you don't know about the changelog, basically it's all your open source goodness, all that kind of stuff. You want to find out about information that's going on in the open source world. They do interviews with open source contributors and creators. You just need to subscribe. So go to changelog.com and subscribe right now. It's definitely, if you work on the web, you definitely use open source technologies. I think there'd be a pretty rare case when you don't. So just go and subscribe, keep up to date. They also have a Changelog Members, which is a paid membership. And I think it's about $20 a year. It's definitely worth doing. So I recommend going and signing up to the Changelog and showing your support. The next is Developer T. Now, I just want to have a special shout out to Jonathan Cottrell, who creates the Developer T. He's done an amazing, outstanding job with this podcast. It's definitely up there with my favorite. It's probably straight after Shop Talk. Shop Talk is my favorite podcast. He does really nice, simple, concise, fairly short, but very digestible episodes. And they're really, really good. Like the quality that comes out of them are fantastic. And he doesn't just cover like development in general or design in general. There's a lot of really, really great diverse content that he provides. And he does it on a very regular basis. I think he's doing a couple a week. So definitely subscribe to Developer T. It's an awesome podcast. It's only been going, I think, a month or so. And he's doing an outstanding job. The next is Giant Robots Smashing into Other Giant Robots. Now, this is kind of like an all-round podcast from ThoughtBot. They do have some other ones like Tentative and Bikeshed podcasts, which I'll just throw in there as a little bonus. But this is kind of like Ben Orenstein mainly does these episodes where they interview other developers or manage product managers and things like that, discuss everything. So it can be actual technical kind of talks, or it can be just general overview, how businesses are run, things like that. Really, really good podcast. If you're into any of the ThoughtBot stuff, this is a must subscribe. The next is the Boag World. Now, Paul Boag and Marcus Lillington, part of Headscape. Oh, well, Paul was part of Headscape. He's moved on to do his own little stuff now. But basically, they've had this podcast for quite a while. And it definitely was an industry leader, and I still think it is quite an industry-leading podcast. It's definitely one to subscribe to. It's not so much web development, but it's more digital. So it's to revolve around everything from every digital part of a business. So whether it be like hiring or how businesses are run, quotes, approaching clients, conversing with clients, etc., stakeholders, stuff like that. And they do an extremely good job. They do mix it up and make it a bit funny and lighthearted. Marcus has some pretty awesome jokes at the end of each episode. I don't know how to really explain it. You'd have to listen to it. It's a little bit different from the norm. It's definitely not just straight up, and they kind of work on a seasons kind of format, which I think works really well. So definitely check it out. Go and subscribe to them. Then there's the Ruby on Rails podcast. Now, it's run by Sean Devine, at least these days it is. I'm pretty sure that's correct. I'll have to double check. But basically, they're kind of fairly lengthy podcast episodes. I think they're around an hour. But if you're doing anything with Rails, it's a must subscribe. Basically, they cover all the nitty-gritty stuff as well as the high-level stuff in Rails. So definitely subscribe to that because you'll get not only that, but also interviews with other Rails developers. And they're really interesting conversations. There's a really good talking points that get brought up in each of those episodes. again, with the Ruby theme, if you are a Ruby developer and you have not subscribed to this already, which I'm pretty sure most of you would have, but Ruby Rogues. So this is at devchat.tv/ruby-rogues. And they talk about crazy amount of Ruby knowledge. Like, it's just like a Ruby knowledge bomb on you every single episode, multiple times in an episode. It's absolutely insane the amount of Ruby knowledge that gets dropped on you. It's really, really good. Now, I will admit some stuff can go over your head a bit. These programmers are absolutely mental. I mean, they are really, really good at what they do, and that you can tell they're super passionate. But the amount of knowledge that these guys and girls have is just phenomenal. It's really, really good. So if you're looking for Ruby knowledge, it's the place to go. Like, this is the number one source for you. The next up is CodePen Radio. So again, Chris Coyer, if he doesn't do enough already, basically it's about their service. They've got CodePen.io, which is kind of like a GitHub cross Pastebin or JS bin or one of those kind of places where you can write some code online. But they do it extremely well, and it's a very different take on it. But basically what this does is it gives you an inside look at how they work with it, things in the tech side as well as the non-tech side. So recently they discussed like health, they discussed security and things like that. It's really, really good. It might not be a cup of tea, but if you like Chris Coyle or Shop Talk Show or anything that they do, definitely subscribe and have a listen. The next up is again for Ruby developers. Now this is a really good short, well, I think it's around 5 to 7 minutes, and it's a weekly podcast covering all the new Ruby stuff. So it can be gems, articles, releases of things of tech, so like Sinatra or Rails or anything like that. Really, really good way to keep up to date with some of the Ruby happenings, and it's a really digestible podcast. I mean, if you have trouble keeping up to date with stuff, this is a good way, because it's just a bang in and out style podcast. So next is The Web Ahead, and this is the last one on my list, which is hosted by Jen Simmons. Now, if you do work in front end, I'm sure you'd know about Jen Simmons. And if you don't, please go and research her. She does some amazing work, absolutely amazing work. And basically, there's some really, really good talks with industry leaders or experts in regards to the future of the web. So whether it's responsive web design or upcoming tech or anything like that, it's really, really good. You just have to check it out. It's on 5x5 Network at 5x5.tv/webahead. Check that one out. Now, before I finish up, I wanted to go over some honorable mentions. So these are a few podcasts I think you should check out, but it didn't quite make my top 10 web dev podcasts. So what we've got is the Full Stack Radio. So this is basically for developers about building products as a whole, so from the full stack kind of thing. So it's all the tech, the methodologies and stuff like that behind it. Really good podcast. I think they're doing a pretty good job, and it's definitely worth having in your feed. Now, another one, which, okay, I'll just say it straight up, Narwhals, Drew Wilson, Kieran Flanagan, that should be it for most people. Now, Drew Wilson, personally, is probably one of my favorite developers out there. He builds so many things so often, and the quality is just beyond anything I could imagine. But essentially, they do this podcast, which they haven't been doing for quite a while. Like, I think the last one was in about February. But the quality of content that comes out and the information you get is just insane. I really, really love this podcast, and I wish that they would do it more often. But that's another good one that you should definitely check out. Then there's CSS Tricks. Now, the podcast or the video casts don't come out as often as they used to, seeing as Chris is focusing on Shop Talk and CodePen. But it's really good. The backlog or the library of previous podcasts is awesome. Now, most people probably would have grown up with CSS Tricks. If you don't know Chris Coyer, he is the man behind CSS Tricks, and you would have definitely run into some of his articles, read some of the articles and stuff like that. But subscribe to the podcast. They do come out every so often, and they're really good, really high quality. Definitely worth checking out. The next is the Treehouse Show, and this is from Treehouse. So it's got Nick Pettit and Jason Cypher. Basically, they run through, again, in a video format of various libraries, frameworks, and things happening in the web. It's really good, fairly short. I think they're about 12 minutes or something like that. Great little podcasts to watch if you got to, you know, maybe on lunch break or when you're having breakfast or something like that. Worth a watch. And then there's Code School's Code TV. Now, this is another video-based podcast, but they do more in-depth talks about things. So they might have a like 4-part series on using Ansible, or a 2-part series on using Rails, or using some kind of testing methodology or something like that. They do cover quite a range of topics, and I think you'll definitely get something out of it. Now, I'm fairly sure they're free. I didn't actually check this because I used to subscribe to Code School, but I still get access to the feed, so I don't know if that's a bug, if it isn't supposed to be free, but I'm pretty sure it is free. But anyway, that's it. If you've got any questions, or if you have some ideas of podcasts you'd like to see, please leave a comment on codacatchup.com or send a tweet through to @codacatchup. Anyway, that's it. We'll catch you at the next episode.